This is Joe Burns.
And Chad P.
Hey, thanks for listening to the Rock School Podcast.
We think you'll learn something.
Now remember, if you want to hear the show with all the music in place, go to KSLU.org and stream the show live, Thursdays at 5.
And Sundays at 4.
It's a new show every week.
Now enjoy this week's Rock School Radio Show.
Portions of the day's programming are reproduced by means of electrical transcriptions or tape recordings.
It's time for school. Rock School. With your hosts, Dr. Joe Burns and Chad P.
Nine is a magic number.
Wait a minute.
I'm kidding you
not.
It is all from this book. I'm kidding you not.
That David Lee Roth leaves the band and they bring in this crackpot. And he sits them down and says, here's the deal.
Gentlemen,
I was abducted by aliens, so I think that we need nine tracks on this one. And they went with it.
Class is in.
Good night, Irene.
Oh, yes, Irene is gone.
Good night, Irene.
You know, you never heard about Vermont when they were talking about Irene going up the East Coast.
No, not at all.
Now it's in trouble.
Yeah.
I got to tell
you. Vermont flooded, and I went, oh,
that's right.
Man, that's horrible. Who's Vermont?
Yeah, Vermont. Hey, why would you want to live there? They get hurricanes up in Vermont. Why would you want to live there?
You know, the funny thing is that the media is hyping up Irene by saying, do you think the media overhyped Irene?
Right.
And then you got people calling into these New Orleans radio stations going, it's a category one, you bunch of pansies.
Yeah, who cares? What I didn't hear before Irene was anything about hurricane parties.
No.
Huh? Propane, ice, beer, canned foods.
Right.
How hard is this? Huh? I want to let you people out there understand that you might not have heard this over the weekend, but the federal agents of your United States government raided Gibson guitars in Memphis.
What?
Did you hear about that?
No.
This is the truth. I'm not lying.
They raided
Gibson guitars in Memphis.
Why?
They were looking for woods that are being used in the guitars that might actually be from endangered species.
Do we not have anything better to do?
I don't know, but they're doing that. And it's stated in the article that the feds may go after people who actually own the instruments next.
Dude.
You may actually pay a fine. And I own a Gibson Les Paul.
I know.
I own a Gibson Les Paul.
And you just said it on the radio.
I know. What makes me nervous is also my, you know, pure ivory and sea turtle bone guitar with baby seal headstock and condor egg pickups. One makes me a little nervous
as well. You better beef up the security there, Doc.
So we're starting a comedy show here on Rock School. What are we talking about this week?
I don't know.
This is either the dumbest or the greatest topic we're ever going to talk about.
Oh, I bet
okay.
It's going to be dumb.
Two books.
What is that?
This is Sammy Hagar's book.
Red.
I read it a while back. Red, My
Red.
Uncensored Life in Rock. I'm also going to use from the book Take a Walk on the Dark Side, Rock and Roll Myths and Legends and Curses by Gary Patterson. Are you familiar at all with numerology?
What?
Numerology.
Numbers?
The concept that your life number guides who you are.
My life number.
Your life number. I'll explain what your life number is.
Okay.
We're going to talk about a bunch of people, real well-known musicians, who believed that their life number guided them.
What?
Literally.
This
their
is
life
like,
number guided them.
Like some type of numerical Scientology or something?
You got it. I don't know that it's Scientology, but they believed their life number guided them. We'll begin with Sammy Hagar. Play a song, come back, I'll tell you what his life number is and how he actually came up with it and how you can figure out your life number. There's only one way to rock. Here's Sammy on Rock School. All right, rock star numerology here on Rock School today.
You mean to tell me that this whole topic is going to be on some crazy numerical theory that Hagar follows?
It's not completely crazy. It was given to Sammy by aliens that abducted him.
Oh,
okay, maybe
I'm
it is crazy.
To get up and walk out of okay. here right now.
In his book, I'm telling you, this is in there. If you've read the book, you know I'm not kidding you.
That's in there, so I don't want to read the book.
When he was about 19, he said, he was abducted by aliens. Might be a dream, but he said he was abducted by aliens. It becomes a little more viable as we move on to other artists. But
oh,
he said
does?
He was abducted by aliens that called themselves the Nine because he said they were from the ninth dimension. I'm not making this up. It's inside this book. Why does he call himself the Red Rocker? The reason he does it is because the word red can be turned into a nine. If you use Richard Cavendish's numeric alphabet, that's where you take the A, B, C, D, all 26 right in a row,
yeah.
and over top of the numbers, right, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and then where it ends, you start counting again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. D equals 4, E equals 5, R equals 9. 4 for the D, E equals 5. Put those two together, you get 9. So 9-9, R-E-D, Red Rocker. His first solo album was called 9 on a 10 scale. There were 9 songs on the album on purpose. No, he did these things on purpose because he believes 9 is the perfect thing. 5150 was the name of the first Van Halen album. Now, a lot of people say 9, you know, 5150 is because of the police code of being crazy.
Uh-huh.
Well, he loved 5150 because 5 plus 5 minus 1 equals 9. That's really backwards logic to me, but there's 9 songs on the first Van Halen album.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason there's 9 songs is because Sammy believed 9 is a magic number.
Wait a
I'm
minute.
I'm kidding you.
Stop
not. It is all from this book. He believes
you
9.
You mean to tell me.
I'm kidding you not.
That David Lee Roth leaves the band and they bring in this crackpot. And he sits them down and says, okay, here's the deal.
Gentlemen,
I was abducted by aliens, so I think that we need 9 tracks on this one. And they went with it.
Probably wondering why I've called you all here today.
Dude.
Yeah. Yes.
I had so much more respect for this guy when he just... Oh.
You should read the book.
I don't want to read
more.
The book.
I'm just giving you a few of the biggies and the ones that you can immediately turn to, but there's a lot more. He's really a huge fan of numerology and the concept of 9.
Is this for real?
I don't know if it's for
like
real
a
or
really
not.
Really good publicity
but he buys
stunt.
It. Well, I don't know if it's a publicity stunt or not, but it might be dramatically placebo. I believe that the number 9 helps me, thus I do some things with 9, and since I believe it helps me, it's kind of like taking sugar pills that you believe are some spectacular new pharmaceutical drug to get rid of headaches, and darned if they don't get rid of headaches because you believe they will. It
right.
might be just
That's
a placebo effect.
That's when you have
effect.
What's known as a medical condition.
No. The placebo effect, the concept of I believe it will help me, thus it does. Maybe he believes it'll help him, and thus it does. I don't know.
What's he doing today?
I don't know. Getting, 9 little pieces of fish for dinner, something like that. Here's Van Halen, Runaround from For Unlawful Carnal Knowledge, and I'm sure if you started counting the letters in there, 9 would show up somewhere. R-U-N-A-R-O-N. Nope, that didn't work either. Here's Van Halen, Rock School. All right, I stand corrected. I didn't count it correctly. The word runaround does have 9 letters in it. I don't know that he went that far, or maybe he actually did.
I mean, that's kind of just more of an obsession than a... That's fine if you want to let a number guide you, if you want to open your mind to the idea of a number, a universal number being your number.
Many people believe their life number guides them.
What's a life number?
A life number, in the first break, I'll explain to you how to create your life number. In case you're wondering, you're a 6, I'm an 8. That's
what?
Why I called you this morning and asked you what your birthday was.
Why do I have to be a 6 and you're an 8?
It's not that you have to be a 6, you are a 6. I figured it out.
I've been called a 10.
No, well, I'm not talking about how you look walking away from me, but...
I'm a 6?
You're a 6, I'm an 8. In the first break, I'll explain to you how you actually create your life number. Jimi Hendrix was also a numerology fan.
Him too.
But it had nothing to do with aliens. Jimi Hendrix's life number was 9. This all comes from Take a Walk on the Dark Side from Gary Patterson. Using, again, this Richard Cavendish numeric alphabet, Jimi Hendrix's name was 6-9, which is why he wrote the song, If 6 Was 9.
I see.
That's where he got this thing from.
That's where he got it from?
That's right.
It had nothing to do with the other...
No, it was... Stop it.
I'm just asking. No, I'm not. I'm a 6.
No, very nice. Well done. Points for quickness. His birthday, November 27th, 1942, equals out to a 9. Plus, there's a 9 inside of it, which is 2 plus 7, November 27th. So he has, in the world of numerology, a magic birth date, because not only does it equal out to a 9, 11, 27, 1942, the 2 and the 7 go out to a 9.
Magic
birthday.
So he
has a 9 inside of a 9 birthday.
Wow, what is this, Alice in Wonderland?
Apparently. And furthermore, his death... September 18th, 1970, at 11:25 p.m. September is the ninth month.
Yeah, it is.
September 18th, 18 is 1 plus 8 equals 9, plus the time he died, 11:25, 1 plus 1 plus 2 plus 5 equals...
9. Okay, you're starting to freak me out.
Me too. If 6 was 9, here's Jimi Hendrix from Axis Bold as Love. Rock school.
If the sun... refuse to shine, I don't mind.
Oh, by the way,
what?
Speaking of 9, what age was Jimi Hendrix when he died?
Part 27.
Of the, that's right. Two and seven equals.
Nine. Yeah. Hey, are you sure I'm a 6, or did you just have the paper upside down?
No.
Maybe
no,
I'm
no.
A 9.
You are not a 9. You are definitely not a 9. Here's how you figure out your life number.
Give it to
Once
me.
You figure out your life number.
Oh, wait. I know how this works.
How do you do it?
You call Miss Cleo and she tells you.
Right. You have to call her at, I think the Rikers Island prison right now. But
okay, how you do it?
I am September 15th, 1964.
Okay.
So it's 9.
9.
Plus 1 plus 5, 15.
Uh-huh.
Plus 1 plus 9 plus 6 plus 4.
All
1964.
That. So you take every number in the date.
And add it all together.
So
9
15,
plus 1 plus
add,
5.
You don't add 9 plus 15.
You add them
add
all
plus
together.
Plus 5.
Right, which comes out to 1988 plus 1. Then that's a big number. Now you got to keep knocking it down. 1 plus 9 plus 8 plus 8 equals 26.
Uh-huh.
Got to get it to a single number.
Uh-huh.
So 2 plus 6 equals?
8.
8.
Ah,
I am
okay.
An 8. You are February 4th, 1980.
So 2 plus 4.
Plus 1, plus 9, plus 8, plus 0. Add them all together.
24.
You get, right.
2 plus 4 is 6.
6.
That's my life number.
That's your life number.
A 6.
Now,
a
what you have.
Little 6.
No. Actually, it's pretty good.
Why?
If you look at Life Path 8, life number 8, that's me. You have to go online.
Open up the file cabinet and pull out the
that's
plan
exactly
for
what
Life
it
Path
is.
8.
You got to look at what it is here. I am apparently armed to lead, direct, organize, and govern. I'm very ambitious and goal-oriented. However, 8 can be extremely dictatorial and often suppress the enthusiasm and efforts of fellow members of the environment. So shut up.
Wow.
You, on the other hand...
They pegged you to the T.
Didn't they?
Look at that.
Life Path 6 suggests you entered this plane.
What?
You're on a plane, apparently.
I'm on a plane?
So we're going to throw some nuts and half a Coke at you in a little bit. You have the tools to become the ultimate nurturer, the beacon for truth, justice, righteousness, and domesticity. You're very paternal or maternal, whichever the case may be. It says here, Life Path 6 people actually produce few negative examples. However, the pitfalls to the path, you have a tendency to become overwhelmed by responsibility, a slave to other, especially members of your own family.
Okay, this is starting to freak me out.
It's not freaking
it's pretty
you out. You just
accurate.
Lay yourself across these things.
It's
but
pretty accurate.
Yeah, there you go. That's your life number, and if you believed it, you could actually live by it. There's others, and I'll give that to you.
Where
in
do you
a little
get
bit.
This from?
I found it on a website called astrologynumerology.com. So if it came from the internet, goodness knows it has to be true. It
has to be.
Hello, Radio Universidad, Salamanca, Spain. Thanks for running the radio show.
Hello, KSCL in Shreveport, Louisiana. Universal life number 7. Everyone's
I don't know
a seven.
If a seven is good or not. I only looked up 9, 8, and 6 because that's all I needed. Yeah. Another person who was into 9, John Lennon. You might have remembered a song by him called Number Nine Dream. Lots and lots of nines. And we'll talk about what he believed. Get us on Facebook. Look up Rock School Radio Show. Back in a minute. Rock School.
Number nine.
Talking about numerology today, is it bunk? I don't know. John Lennon, a huge fan of, again, the number nine, and his life number was a number nine.
Were these guys just fans of their life number, or did they obsess over it like Hagar?
Well, I don't know. According to Gary Patterson from the book Take a Walk on the Dark Side, he lists all of the things that Lennon was fond of saying. Mm-hmm. These things showed up in my life. The number nine was prevalent in my life. He was born at 6:30 a.m. 6 plus 3, 9. On October 9th, 1940, he's got a 9 inside of a life number 9. Mm-hmm. He grew up at 9 Newcastle. 9. Mm-hmm. Newcastle has 9 letters. The car that hit his mother was killed by being hit by a car, was LKF 630.
Mm-hmm.
9.
Yeah.
The police constable that attended the death was badge number 126. Add it up. 9.
Yep.
The bus that he rode to school every day, 72. 9.
Hmm.
The quarrymen had how many letters? 9. The Beatles played the Cavern Club for the first time on November
9th,
1961. Brian Epstein died on August 27th, 1969.
Mm-hmm.
9. I'm sorry, 1967. Beatles received their first recording contract May
9th,
1962. Beatles appeared on Ed Sullivan on February 9th, 1964.
He could have easily said, hey, we want you guys on the 4th. We switch it to the 9th.
Well, I don't know if that's true or not, but I have another whole list. We'll play a Lennon song, do something at the bottom of the hour, and I'll tell you some more stuff. His death is even kind of wacky with the number 9. You know, how do you schedule your death? It even gets a little bit wacky. Here is number 9, Dream. Get us to the bottom of the hour on Rock School. That's one from John Lennon. We're going to take a quick break, do 7 days and 70 seconds, and get back to some more things that are kind of weird in Lennon's life, dealing with the number 9 as we talk numerology. Bottom of the hour, though, I'm Joe Burns.
I'm Chad P.
7 days, 70 seconds, Monday, August 29th through Sunday, September 4th. Something that happened on each one of those dates. Chad has Monday. Go.
Monday, August 29th.
Oh, no.
Isaac Hayes sent a letter to the Bob Dole for President campaign complaining about them changing the lyrics of his song, I'm a Soul Man, to I'm a Dole Man.
Isn't that awful? Tuesday, August 30th, 1993, Billy Joel is the first musical guest on Late Night with David Letterman.
August 31, 20 years ago, in 1991, Metallica's self-titled album, which is also known as the Black Album, debuted at number one on the Billboard 200, and that album is certified 15 times platinum.
Thursday, September 1st, 1956, 55 years ago, 19-year-old Jerry Lee Lewis arrives at Sun Records in Memphis, Tennessee, hoping to audition. However, Sam Phillips is out of town. Lewis persuades the studio's engineer to record some demos that Phillips can listen to when he returns, and Phillips likes them.
Thank goodness he did. September 2nd in 1971, former Grateful Dead manager Lenny Hart was arrested and charged with embezzling $70,000 from the band.
Saturday, September 3rd, 50 years ago, 1961, the coal miner's daughter and honky-tonk singer Loretta Lynn signs a deal with Decca. And Sunday, September 4th, 1965, The Who have a van and 5,000 pounds of equipment, pounds as in money, not physical weight, 5,000 pounds of equipment stolen. Where was The Who? They were on their way to buy a guard dog to protect the van. There's a touch of irony for you. Here's some more nines from John Lennon's life. John's first son, Julian, was born at Sefton General Hospital, 126. 9. Mm-hmm. Smithtown, 9 letters, Road. Sean Lennon was born October
9th.
John met Yoko Ono on November
9th.
John changed his name to John Ono Lennon. Note that the letter O now appears 9 times when you say Yoko Ono and John Ono Lennon right next to one another.
Well, you did people that come purpose. Up with these kind of stats, the same kind of guys that work for ESPN that come up with all those crazy stats. Who in the world counts the number of O's in the names?
Obviously, John does. He put the Ono in there.
Uh-huh.
John and Yoko lived at the Dakota. That was the Dakota building in New York City at 72. 72nd Street. John Lennon was killed on December 8th, but taking the time difference into account, he died on December 9th in his hometown of Liverpool. All right, that's a stretch.
Yeah, it is.
I'll give you that one. He was pronounced dead at 11.07 p.m., 1, 1, and 7 equal.
Yeah, I know.
Over the gate of the Dakota where Lennon was shot dead is the year 1881. Lots of nines in there. Mm-hmm. Also, if you add 99 to 1881, you get 1980, the year Lennon was killed. Might be a stretch there as well, but still, kind of neat. Here's another John Lennon. Instant Karma's gonna get you. Rock School. Instant Karma's gonna get you. Gonna knock you right on the head. You better get yourself together. Pretty soon you're gonna be dead. All right, let's move on to some other rock stars as we talk about numerology.
Why don't we move on to some other numbers? Why is everybody obsessed with the number 9? Why can't we get somebody with, like, the number 2?
How about the number 7?
Okay.
I've moved on to the number 7.
Okay.
I'm actually out of the books that I have that talk about the numbers. That 9 was really the big number. That kept coming up again and again. However, I found another website called celebritiesgalore.com mm-hmm. where a person who is heavily into this numerology stuff mm-hmm. decided to actually do the readings of famous rock stars.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
Lane Staley.
From Alice in Chains.
You got it. Lane Staley died at the age of 34, which would be a...
7.
A 7.
Uh-huh.
Right. 7 are troubled people.
Are they?
Oh, yes, apparently.
But I thought 7 was supposed to be a good number, a
well,
lucky number.
Apparently in your life path, 7 can be a real troubling number.
Oh.
Whereas you who are a 6, mm-hmm. 6 is supposed to be a bad number. 666, the number of the beast. Well, apparently you 6s are real hunky-dory chaps. apparently 7 can be some problems.
First time I've ever been called a chap.
Chaps, sure. I'm very very European today. According to this person who uh-huh. did this little reading of yep. Lane Staley, date of death, 4/5/2002, comes out to be a 7. Apparently, his personal year at death, personal day of death, age at death, and many, many different times in his life. What he did, what this person did was chart energies. I don't know what that means. Mm. But it all came out to sevens, and what he states Lane Staley did was actually fulfill his 7 life number.
Really?
In living a difficult life of drugs and excess and finally ending up killing himself yep. at the age of 34. So forget the 27 Club. Maybe we just now have the 7.
The 7.
Club.
Hey, Lane Staley had some demons, I'm not going to lie, but you'd really have to dig deep to see, you know, the coincidences of all these 7s coming
maybe
up.
Maybe it's the number 7. This Could person be. This person states it's because of the numerology of 7. Luckily, I'm an 8. I'm just outside of it all, or
me
I
too.
Would be sitting here with some real problems. We're, you know, good on the other side of it,
right,
but
right.
7 got him. It's Man in a Box. Rock School. Staley, a person who is a member of the Sevens. Up to this point in time, everybody's had a single number.
Mm-hmm.
There's a reading of Janis Joplin that has multiple numbers.
I thought you could only do a single number.
You
had to get your life number out to a single digit.
I'll tell you what, I'll wait for her after the break to tell you how all they came together.
Mm-hmm.
Another one that was done was Ian Curtis,
mm-hmm.
had a suicide. He died on 5/18/1980 at 23 years old. He is also a number 9. And apparently he had all kinds of troubles with number 9. But your number shows up in Janis Joplin.
Really?
And I'll tell you why it shows up. In fact, when the reading is done, these numbers show up instead of one number being prevalent the whole way through, like in Lane Staley or John Lennon or Sammy Hagar. Janis Joplin shows up numerous times, and this person states the reason the numbers change is because of the reason she overdosed or killed herself, or depending, because no one really knows.
Right.
It's just she went home after a recording session, after recording Mercedes-Benz, and then the next day was gone.
Right.
Nobody knows exactly what happened. Was it a mistake that she OD'd, or did she OD on purpose?
Right.
So nobody knows. But I'll wait till after the break to tell you the story, because the numbers get a little bit mixed up. Hello there, KLSU. How you doing? Thanks for running the show.
Hello, Radio Universidad in Salamanca, Spain. Thanks so much for being part of the Rock School Radio Network.
Make sure if you get us on iTunes, or if you get us on Facebook, you join us earlier on in the day on Thursdays, because we make a point of putting up a whole bunch of trivia questions. And last week I did a whole lot of stumps. A lot of them went unanswered, and I'm happy about that, because normally they get knocked out of the park within 20 minutes, and people sit there, I can just see them digitally with their arms crossed. That it? That all you got? Got them last week. Happy guy. Back in a minute. Rock School. All right, getting back to Janis Joplin, once again from the website that I went to, celebritiesgalore.com, and it's a numerologist who actually read the charts of all of these people who are rock stars. Janis Joplin, now you're a six, right?
Yes.
Joplin is a one, life path number one. And this person states, as I calculated Joplin's chart, he said, I was astounded at the number of ones that kept appearing, not only in her positions on her numerology chart, but in a whole lot of polls that kept ranking her as number one. A couple of Rolling Stone polls, greatest artists of all time, and 28 and greatest singers of all time, both had her as number one. So she kept showing up as number one. Where it changes was her death at 27 shows her as a nine. There's her artistic side. But on the day she died, that was a six.
It was? Now,
well, now, so my question was, okay, so what? It's a six. He says the six underscores her craving for connection, harmony, love. Because you remember, the thing about you sixes is that you crave connection. You crave, you want to be around other people. You want that connection to other people and all of that.
True. We don't like solitude.
That's right. And it states here that he states that's one of the reasons she went to the dope. And he states he believes it was an overdose on purpose because it was a 6 day. Now, that's a stretch. That's a bit of a stretch.
Well,
he also makes the statement that she overdosed in room 105, which adds up to a 6. See, that makes me believe that people who go this far believes there's some overriding force that forced her. You go into room 105 so the number 6 can be prevalent one more time.
Yeah.
There is an overriding numerology god that pushes people towards this kind of thing, instead of this being sort of a Nostradamus type stuff. See, Nostradamus is never read the quatrain, then let's watch it happen. It's always some event happens. Okay, now run to the quatrain and interpret it somehow to make it true.
Right.
It's always after the fact. So I don't know. He's sort of forcing to make it sort of look like she was a one her whole life, and then on the day she died, she all of a sudden became a six.
Well, she's the only one so far that has kind of jumped from number to number.
So says this guy. So says this guy. Busted flat in Baton Rouge. Here's me and Bobby McGee. It's Janis Joplin. Rock School.
Busted flat in Baton Rouge, waiting for a train, and us feeling near as faded as my jeans. Bobby thumbed a diesel down.
Last break on Rock School, and let me ask you a question. Do you buy any of this numerology stuff, or is it placebo effect? If you believe it, it's going to help you.
Well, I believe that you can dictate a certain amount of stuff that will happen in your life if you put thought behind it. What I mean by that is we have a family friend who, if we, you know, if I say, oh, I hope I don't walk out in the middle of the street and get hit by a car, she'll say, oh, don't speak that on yourself.
Yeah.
It seems to believe that if you put enough thought behind it, if you put enough positive thinking behind it, then positive things happen. If you think negative thoughts all the time, then negative things happen. But I don't believe in letting a number dictate how I'm going to behave.
Well, but if you believe it's positive, maybe it will help you.
And could be.
You'll also never remember the bad times or the times you were wrong. You know, somebody gets on a plane, and every time they get on a plane, they say, hope the plane don't crash.
Mm-hmm.
And then the one time the plane gets into trouble, they'll say, you know, when I got on that plane, I said, hope the plane don't crash.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, didn't you get on 1,000 planes beforehand and not say it?
No, that's true.
Yeah, but you don't realize I'm clairvoyant. Yeah, really? What am I thinking right now?
Uh-huh.
You're thinking I'm an idiot. There you go. See? Right there. One left, and we'll wrap it up with that. Kurt Cobain. He's a 9, and according to the person who read his chart, I can't list them all specifically, but the year he died, the day he died, the time of his death, he was 27, mm-hmm. 2 + 7 = 9. The address of the house where he died, the address of the house that he and his wife purchased was a secondary house. The year that his parents got divorced, he was 9 years old. The year also adds up to a 9 year. So nines.
Hmm.
For him, it was bad. For other people like Sammy Hagar, it was good.
Whatever.
So
I don't think 9's a very good number at all. Kurt Cobain died, John Lennon shot, and Hagar swears by it. It's not 9 is bad.
Yeah, aliens show up.
Right.
Show up in the dream. I'd like to have aliens show up just once and do good things. Wouldn't it be great if an alien showed up and, you know, are you here to blow up the Earth? No, we have a really good hollandaise recipe. Oh, thank you. And then they go away.
Boom.
So here's In Bloom. I'm Joe Burns.
I'm 6P.
That's right. And I'm an 8. I just look better. Class is dismissed.